Hungary has sealed off its border with Serbia. Nearly 200,000 asylum seekers have entered the European Union over that border this year. Now Hungary's right-wing government has finished putting up a fence to prevent more people from doing so. Lauren Freyer watched today as the barrier was completed.
The process started before dawn. First, they cleared cornfields near the Hungary-Serbia border, police waking refugees who'd been sleeping there and loading them onto buses. The Hungarians scrapped the fingerprinting they've been struggling with for days and rushed asylum seekers directly to the Austrian border. German volunteer Victoria Kams watched it happen.
A lot of the policemen, they don't even speak English, so we couldn't tell the people here what's going on and where they would be brought. They were just like really roughly getting everyone out very, very fast. Just go, 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 go to the bus.
They boarded buses by the thousands. Hungary is clearing out its detention camps ahead of emergency laws that take effect tomorrow. Migrants will be arrested. Crossing this border without a visa will carry a prison sentence. Hundreds of Hungarian soldiers and police patrol a 13-foot-high fence that stretches along the whole 110-mile border with Serbia. One of the last openings in the fence was over railway tracks. And among the last to cross those tracks was Nader Atassi from Syria. He wants to reach Germany and calls Chancellor Angela Merkel Mama Merkel.
Like my mother.
Yeah. All Syrians love Merkel. Yeah.
Why?
Because she's helped Syria.
But then I tell the crowd that Germany is reinstating passport checks on its borders. The color drains from the face of a frail older man, Abu Hamza Abazi.
No, I am going to Germany. Thank you.
He turns away, his shoulders slumped. He says he lost his Syrian ID card. He's been on the road for 20 days. Many here left their homes in the Middle East just 2 or 3 weeks ago when they saw television footage of people streaming into Europe. They're surprised to learn they're among the last allowed into Hungary and that other countries are also tightening restrictions. Ahsan el-Najjar from Damascus says he doesn't believe he'll be turned away now.
What can I say? We have a doubt about this news because a lot of people coming after us also, following us also. So we don't know. I think that the UN and the other organizations, they will find the solution for that.
A solution for up to 30,000 more people reportedly on their way northward from Serbia. They may reroute to Croatia or Romania. They can no longer pass here. At dusk, military vehicles arrive. Police unfurl chain-link fencing across the railroad tracks and top it with coils of razor wire. This European Union frontier is now sealed. Among those watching from the Hungarian side is Amirali Husseini, a medical student from Iran who came to volunteer.
We saw a pregnant lady that she was trying to cross the border and they told her that she needs to go back to Serbia. Yeah, and she could barely walk.
As night falls, soldiers and mounted police guard the fence. On the Serbian side, there's rustling in the high brush as migrants and refugees snake through a cornfield, searching for another path into the European Union. For NPR News, I'm Lauren Freyer in Roske on the Hungary-Serbia border.